There's a bumper sticker that says, "Where are we going? And what am I doing in this handbasket?" There are times in this journey of Buddhist practice when we can become overwhelmed and confused. Endless lists, the sheer number of suttas, an unfamiliar language and seemingly complicated teachings, not to mention commentaries and spin-offs from knowledgeable teachers. Actually, what we need to remember is quite simple. And what I hope to offer here are several ways to frame the essence of the practice of insight meditation. One of these may appeal to you, and so may offer a sort of touchstone, something to remember when the going gets tough. Clearly, we are assuming a deep commitment on the part of each person to awaken. Without such a commitment, the practice will become rote and lack the necessary precision and heart. Jack Kornfield, in the book A Path with Heart, quotes Ajahn Chah, who offers a very simple but useful scenario. He says, "Go into the room and put one chair in the center. Take the one seat in the center of the room. Open the doors and windows and see who comes to visit. You will witness all kinds of scenes and actors, all kinds of temptations and stories, everything imaginable. Your only job is to stay in your seat. You will see it all arise and pass, and out of this, wisdom and understanding will come." No lengthy scholarly study of ancient texts, no formal rituals, no ordination as a monastic, though of course you may choose these if you wish. But the bottom line is this: just the exquisitely simple practice of opening the six senses, the doors and windows, and taking the one seat, acknowledging what comes without automatic reference to a me, without commentary or judgment. Gil Fronsdale, who speaks so elegantly, describes the crucial difference between meditation and simply sitting while stories run in the mind. He calls our two options about mind or hear mind. About mind is thinking about anything. Desire about, fear about, doubt about, the possibilities are endless. Even thinking about meditation or hosting spiritual thoughts is still being in about mind. About mind has a strong penchant for fooling you into believing you are practicing meditation, and all the while you are wandering around lost in about mind. In contrast, hear mind is simply being here, whatever that brings. Here with the breath, here with the body, here with itching, with warmth, with pain, with pleasure. Here with the changing tides of the moment. It is not how long we can sit or what the breath is like that matters. It is not whether the sitting is pleasant or unpleasant that matters. It is simply and only the here quality that we are cultivating, here mind. John Travis puts it succinctly: if you're not here, you're making it up. But of course, the conditioned mind doesn't want to stay here, even with the body, sometimes especially not with the body. It goes elsewhere. One retreatant described the rebellious mind as railing, "Anywhere but here." Well, we have a clear choice in each moment. So where do you hang out? In about mind or in here mind? One early insight for me while on a month-long retreat at Spirit Rock was that the mind was using some 20% of the attention to watch the breath, while the other 80% ran stories. Apparently, I thought I could have it both ways. The mind is wily and slippery and shameless. This is the beauty of using the body as the object of attention. It is always right here, right now. No frills or extras. The body is always in the present. Focusing attention on the body brings us here and keeps us here. The primary focus early in the meditation practice is typically on the breath. However, the breath, as they say, is not the holy cow of meditation. We work with the body, skin, sensations, pressure. The Buddha actually called mindfulness of the body the direct path to awakening, and even emphasized that mindfulness of the body, diligently practiced, would be all we need to awaken. How fortunate for us, since it is always available. So what is mindfulness of the body? What do we mean by this? It is not imaging or thinking about the body. Rather, we simply bring the attention there. We feel it from the inside. Try this. Close your eyes. With eyes closed, bring the attention to the outer surface of the hands. Sense the temperature, contact with fabric. Now feel the hands as if from the inside. How different, how rich. Sense the flow of fluids, the tingling and the warmth. This practice of being with the body from the inside cultivates a deep intimacy with the body, its movements, its noises, its pleasant and unpleasant sensations. We cultivate a stance of receptivity, honoring the truth that any object of attention is by its nature uncontrollable. To be received with quiet attention, curiosity, and hospitality. We watch as the experience changes moment to moment. Movements in the body shift or cease. Sensations become more or less intense or cease altogether. Noises morph into something else or dissipate entirely. Nothing in the body stays the same for long. So, by practicing patiently and diligently in this way, we come to see through our own experience the truth of impermanence. That which seems so real and so unshakable in one moment is known as completely different in the next. But we might protest. We want to reach enlightenment. Surely this very simple, mundane, ordinary experience of being here cannot be the way. On the contrary, it is exactly the way. As Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche put it, the shortest, most direct path from A to B is to be completely present at A. Here's a story. A hard-working businessman was driving to another city for an important meeting. Distracted by his busy thoughts, he missed a couple of road signs and lost his way. Farther and farther into the countryside he drove, becoming more and more frustrated at not being able to return to his intended route. Finally, he saw an old farmer working the field with a horse and plow. He stopped and hailed the farmer, who approached the first person he had seen that day. "Can you tell me how far it is to Indianapolis?" the businessman asked. "No, I reckon I can't." "Can you tell me how far it is to Chicago?" "No, I reckon I can't." Well, can you tell me how to get back to the main road? No, I reckon I can't. The businessman's frustration got the best of him. You don't know much, do you? No, I reckon I don't, replied the farmer, but I'm not lost. To close, we go back to Achan Cha in the book, A Still Forest Pool. He says, the heart of the path is so simple. No need for long explanations. Give up clinging to love and hate. Just rest with things as they are. That is all I do in my own practice. Do not try to become anything. Do not make yourself into anything. Do not be a meditator. Do not become enlightened. When you sit, let it be. When you walk, let it be. Grasp at nothing, resist nothing. Of course, there are dozens of meditation techniques to develop samadhi and many types of vipassana, but it all comes back to this. Just let it all be. Step over here where it's cool, out of the battle. Why not give it a try? Do you dare?